sadness in this world that any boy or girl should have to live in fear. How come I feel like such a fool? 'Cause everything I do keeps reminding me of you. It's right, so why don't you? How come I feel like such a fool? I believe in dreams and second chances. I believe in holding on to hope. So
we'll be right back. Folks, hello, welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard the Jesus and Mary Chain feat. Sky Ferreira, that was the two of us. Pretty good track. Before that, we heard Sky Diggers, Dreams and Second Chances. That's
so
also
many skies.
A brand spanker. Yeah, it's almost like I planned this.
Wow.
And then Placebo. We heard right at the top there with Every You, Every Me.
Yes, I just want to give a reminder that this coming Thursday, the 27th of February, so if you're listening to this on a rerun in the future, ignore. But if you're listening to this on Tuesday, the 25th, then you have to vote on Thursday. It's the provincial election. I'm sure that you've already heard about it, but I'm just, you know, giving a little shout-out reminder, you know, bring your ID with your address on it. This is the first year I'll ever be strategic voting, which I normally hate, but I really hate Doug Ford. And luckily for me, the person I would have voted for anyway is the strategic vote.
Well, then it's not
riding.
A strategic vote.
But I checked beforehand. I was going to vote strategically, and then I saw that it was my person anyway, and I was like, all right. So I don't even have to feel bad. So,
okay, well, nice.
But yeah, I would really like, you know, heart if Doug Ford did not win.
That would be very nice.
I also don't want to, like, everyone, obviously the polling is now looking good, but, you know, I feel like that can't let us, like, be dissuaded from voting because we just think he's going to win, you know, like, so, anywho.
Things can change. The ball is always in the air.
So.
I'm going to be voting strategically by just voting, like, 10 times.
Yeah. Just doing voter fraud.
Yeah, just to get more votes in for my guy. That just seems like smart strategy.
What if you, like, went to the polling booth and then you, like, loudly in the polling booth were like, oh, dang it. Can I get another one? And you just, like, kept doing that, like, 10 times.
That could work.
Yeah.
It's worth a shot, folks.
One time I requested a mail-in ballot and it never came to my address. So on the day of, this was a federal election. And so on the day of the federal election, I went to the office and I was like, I never got my mail-in ballot. And they're like, you're a liar. And I was like, I didn't get it. Like, I promise. Mm-hmm. And they actually, like, they will let you still vote, but they made me sign like 50 documents promising on my life that I had never sent in the mail-in ballot. Like, I had never voted with it. They were like, you will go to jail if you're voting twice. I was like, oh my God, do you think I would like go through
it's
all
like
this?
It's like the Canadian election. Like, it doesn't even matter. Like, what are we doing here?
But anyway.
Up next, folks, we've got Royal Otis, Oily Heart. This is another brand spanker for you.
You know you better go. You know I want to get paid. Get
oh yeah, we're rolling.
Folks, hello, welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard, what did we just hear? of course, we heard the free label. That's Blame Everything on Me.
I feel like you're doing like a limerick. I don't know anything about poetry, but, you know, you're doing some little intonations and such.
Yeah, I was just putting you know the emphasis about poetry. On the wrong syllables. Mm. Before that, we heard the Wild High with I Want to Get Paid. They're from the Greater Hamilton, Toronto area, which made me laugh. And at the top, we heard Royal Otis with Oily Heart. And folks, we've got one little NYC tidbit to share with you. One last little anecdote.
And then we'll stop bragging. But we saw the funniest comedy show I've ever seen
yes.
in my entire life. It was at the Comedy Cellar, which mm-hmm. is a pretty popular place, I feel like,
yeah, it's in New York for people to go.
It's like in Cafe Wa, which is crazy. That's like where Bob Dylan played and yeah. stuff. But it's in the basement. It's so fun because it's a cellar.
But we just managed to sneak in to this one show that had two of my favorite comics.
Yeah.
Jordan Jensen and Dan Soder.
Oh my gosh, was Dan Soder funny. Literally the funniest comedian I have ever seen in my life. I like actually thought I was going to have to leave the venue at one point because I like couldn't get air into my lungs. I was laughing so hard. And this isn't him doing an impression of a dog. So it doesn't even like sound funny when I tell people, but I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like, I literally was like tears streaming down my face. It was so funny.
Yeah, I did it. Yeah. I killed the dog.
Oh my goodness gracious. So anyway, see Dan Soder and Jordan Jensen if you can.
Yeah.
But the big news was that sometimes like celebrities just like pop up there and do a little set when they feel like it. Mm-hmm. And like, so there was no celebrities like on our ticket that we bought tickets yeah. for. But then, bam, Aziz Ansari shows up.
Yeah.
And he did like a half hour set and it was just like impromptu. Mm-hmm. And he's very, very funny. Like I do feel like I gotta shout out Dan Soder, like, still was, like, funnier in my humble opinion.
I would also say Jordan was funnier as well.
But Aziz is, like, you know, kind of famous. So it was just, like, crazy to see him. And he was, like, quite funny. Like, I laughed at all the bits. He like, did a lot of bits about, like, how he moved to, like
jolly
London
old England
and,
town.
And all that stuff. Also, they did, like, we've been to a few comedy shows now where they, like, lock your phone in, like, a case that only unlocks when you, like, go back outside the venue.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, they just, like, put it in a ceiling bubble wrapper, but you can, like, easily open it. So I was, like, confused. Anyway, that was just, like, a weird thing because I was, like, they don't check that it's sealed, like, when you're leaving. So I was, like, bizarre. But I guess it's just to encourage you to, like, please not film the sets.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But anyway, it was very, very funny. So if you're ever in New York, go to Comedy Cellar. I mean, it's like, I feel like lots on recommended lists and everything. Like lots of tourists go, but it's like, because it's genuinely so funny.
Yeah,
it's so
really
funny.
Good show.
Yeah.
But yeah, folks, we've got new Sam Fender. The album People Watching has just released to much acclaim. It's very Springsteen-y, but if he was like British and didn't have as nice a voice. Here's the title track from it, People Watching.
People watch on the way back home, and for you places I go make me feel tongue-tied. I can see how people look down there on the inside. Here's where the story ends. People I see you see.
I'm not asking much, just enough.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard a new song from Black Country New Road, that's Besties. Before that, we heard The Sundays with Here's Where the Story Ends. And at the top, we heard Sam Fender, People Watching. Now, folks, it's time for the Isopanisad Minute. This is the part of the show where I talk about the Mountain Goats for longer than the Mountain Goats song runs. I don't know if I'm going to do that this time because I'm running out of time. But we're talking Transcendental Youth. This is the title track of the 2012 record, my personal favorite Mountain Goats record. It's all about mental illness and people who die far too young from drug overdoses and Satanism, my three favorite things. And this track is, it sort of sums up the whole record, arguably the whole Mountain Goats oeuvre, if you would. I'll just let you hear what JD has to say about this song, Transcendental Youth. He says, you look at this one as what In Memory of Satan would be if more than one person were involved. It gets into the coping strategies you use for mental illness, which are really the fabric of what keeps society moving forward at all. Here is Transcendental Youth by the Mountain Goats.
Cold through broken baseboards, I despise this town. Snow on the sunroof, two stories down. Hold hands, wish the snow away. Rise in the darkness of the gathering day. Sing for ourselves alone. Speak into the microphone. Cedars smudge our headbands and take to the skies. Soar ever upwards on air gone black with flies. Shroud ourselves in the cosmos, let the music play. Bright star of the morning, shine on his rising way. Father long gone, but we bear his mark. Learn some secrets never tell. Stay sick, don't get well. Those broken headboards, ride the highest wave. Dusky diamonds shining in the far depths of the cave. Try to explain ourselves, babble on and on. By the time you receive this, we'll be gone. Sing, sing high. Well, the fire climbs. Sing one for the old times. We'll be right back.
over you, my heart needed you most. Indigo, over you, my heart needed you most. Needed you most. You love me differently. I loved you all the same.
Pieces to mend.
Hello, folks, and thank you for hanging out with us this lovely Tuesday morning. As always, we just heard Dana Gavansky with Hang In For Both Of Us. Before that, we heard Saya Gray, Thus Is Why. And at the top, we heard the Mountain Goats, Transcendental Youth.
Yes, it's been a great 2 hours.
It's been a lot of fun.
I enjoyed it.
We've got new Suki Waterhouse, Dream Woman, to cap us off here. And then Feeble Little Horse, if we have time. Paces, perhaps.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
Existence mean to you? Collective Reflections, Queen's University's anti-oppression magazine, invites you to share your voice for Volume 12, Existence. From identity and resilience to celebrating cultural heritage, Collective Reflections welcomes poetry, short stories, essays, and visual art that showcase your unique perspective. Submissions are open now and due February 9, 2025. Let your creativity shine and be a part of this powerful collection. For questions or to submit, check out the AMS Social Issues Commission Instagram at Social Issues Commission. Don't miss your chance to be featured in Collective Reflections, Volume 12.
Listen to Let It Happen on Saturdays at 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. for a little bit of psych, a little bit of pop, and a whole lot of and that's only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
To you, $16 might be inconsequential. Hardly covers parking or a few cappuccinos. But put $16 in the hands of Feed Ontario, with their bulk buying power for over 1,200 food banks and hunger relief organizations, and that $16 can provide breakfast for a hungry child every morning for a month. Please, give now at feedontariotogether.ca for the big change your pocket change can make.
I'm Jesse Brown, and today we'll be talking about populism with a guy who can tell real populism from bull trolling.
These